You don't have to be very far away from the shore to be removed.
Rusty Strange lived on a sailboat year-round for nearly three decades. His boat is called the Sunseeker. In upscale Quissett Harbor, it's the duck among the swans.
Practically everybody that came into the inner harbor went by. So you could say I attracted quite a bit of attention. And the kids always like it. You know, they think it's a pirate ship kind of thing.
The Sunseeker is not a pirate ship. It's a Chinese junk, a type of ancient sailing vessel. The hull is painted red, and the sails look like an elegant handheld fan. Rusty built it to fit his needs.
I'd been a carpenter, construction work, most of my life, so it was not a far stretch to think about building something that was going to move. Instead of a house, build it with different types of wood, oak, plenty of bolts, big fastenings, and expect it to float.
It took him nearly 3 years to build the boat. Rusty's 72 now. He launched the Sunseeker in 1974 on his 30th birthday.
A lot of it for me came with not wanting much. Didn't want a big place. That looked like too much encumbrance to me.
Rusty sailed around and lived in different places on the Cape. He's built houses on Martha's Vineyard and fixed boats at Barlow's Boatyard in Pawcasset. He remembers one chilly winter in Woods Hole when the Sunseeker was anchored in Eel Pond.
As we were looking at the reflection of the bell tower, it was very, very clear. And then it began to get a little crackly looking. The lines were no longer perfectly straight or well-defined. And what was happening was the water was freezing. Little at a time, and you could just see it barely changing.
There were times when Rusty wondered if living on the boat was more effort than it was really worth.
I can remember one particular night. When I got within 50 feet of the boat, in quite a good blow, and that last 50 feet, I didn't think I was going to get to the boat. I did, but there was a while, and it was more than a minute, when I thought, this is going to really be a trial just to get there.
Did you ever think about moving to land and buying a house?
No. No, actually never did. It's such a nice feeling of having everything right there with you and being able to take it 100 feet, 5 miles, 10 miles, and have it all there. My tools, you know, my instruments, books.
Rusty liked to move his boat around, but eventually he wanted a headquarters, a main office. In 1987, he landed a mooring in Quissett Harbor. Life was good. He got a job working at Bill Cooper's boatyard, and he met someone.
I met Laurie when a little group I was playing music with went to one of her birthday parties.
Rusty kept living on his boat, and Laurie lived in her home in Falmouth. As they grew closer, Rusty spent less and less time on the Sunseeker and more time at her place. Rusty decided to sell the Sunseeker.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Rusty sold the boat to Willie Hatfield earlier this year.
Welcome aboard.
Rusty and I paid Willie a visit on the Sunseeker.
Did you see the front half of the hull is painted?
It was the first time that Rusty had seen the boat up close since he sold it back in January.
Well, it's nice to see things happening around here.
Yeah. Radio still works.
Willie says that Rusty doesn't seem to be bothered by the changes that he's made.
I've taken off and moved a lot of his stuff, and he hasn't been upset by it because even though I don't use this shelf in the exact same place, he knows that I'm actually going for the same feeling that he went for.
It seems that the boat is continuing with its intended purpose. Stuff.
Back home in Falmouth, Rusty's sun porch is filled with boxes.
Anything else?
Things he's needed to live aboard the Sunseeker and things he stored there.
This was what came out of the head, the medicine cabinet.
Rusty's still getting used to being back on land.
Well, I must say that I've been watching more television. And I enjoy the nature shows. Too much British accent for me in general. I just can't understand it most of the time. But that's something I have noticed, yep, that I'm definitely watching more television. There's an ear candle in there.
Getting rid of some of these items might be the next step in Rusty's transition. His land legs, he says, are feeling a bit steadier.
I keep wondering if it's going to hit me that I no longer own the boat. And I think it probably has as strongly as it's going to. The feeling has sunken in.
For WCAI in Falmouth, I'm Olivia Wheats.